This is Global Non-Commissioned Apostles Trinity Church in Omaha, Nebraska. We are a new apostolic wineskin with we are a local church, a congregation with or without a sanctuary. We are a community of home churches. We are an association of churches. Hallelujah. Praise God. And this podcast is the revelation of how we do church. Hallelujah. And if you want more information, please visit ElvisIverson.com. This is a ministry of Supplication Nash Ministries. And please support this work. Hallelujah. We are planting these apostolic works all over the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. We believe in apostles, prophets. We believe in the home church. Hallelujah. Amen. We believe in signs and wonders. We believe in the priesthood of the believer. And we believe in the Reformed grace message. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Iverson Eschatology. Hallelujah. If you want to be blessed, we have our meetings on Sunday at 4 p.m. Hallelujah. You can contact us for our address and contact at ElvisIverson.com if you're coming. Hallelujah. Praise God. And, you know, please don't say you're coming and don't not show up. Hey, we are here to do business, okay? We're raising people up in their fivefold ministry gifts, raising up in their gifts and callings. We have been doing this for a short number of years. Hallelujah. We come together to pray apostolic prayers and worship the Lord and hear teachings and fellowship. Hallelujah. And so those that are called to become part of us, every fivefold ministry that's called to become a part of us, or any church or organization that wants to join us and come in fellowship with this banner, they have to go through this podcast, okay? We're not looking for people that are, say, hey, I want to join this. No, we are an association of churches. We are an apostolic ministration. Hallelujah. And so you must have the revelation how we do church to be a part of us. And then after a period of time, hallelujah, amen, we do accept a few churches to join our organization. It's called Apostolic Adoption. Hallelujah. Amen. Right now, we are going to the nations. We are focusing more on missionary work. Hallelujah. Amen. I am going to several nations around the world in 18 areas. And the theme is called The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. We have a YouTube channel, Global Anarchy. You find that. Also, I personally have a YouTube channel called Apostle Iverson. Hallelujah. And then Elvis Iverson. On Elvis Iverson, we have a playlist called The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. Amen. The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. And that is based on those messages where I'm going around the world. Hallelujah. And you can go in there. Amen. Please support this ministry and plant the seed. Hallelujah. Amen. By making your checks payable to Supplication National Ministries and the memo rate donation and mail it to Supplication National Ministries, P.O. Box 8132, Omaha, Nebraska, 68108. And please visit our website at ElvisIverson.com because we are also foreshadowed by Supplication National Ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you for listening and hope you enjoy. And also visit my other podcasts, 72 Nations Conference Call Podcast, which happens the second Friday of every month, hallelujah, at 9 p.m. Central Time. Hallelujah. You can listen in, you can join and enjoy it, call in. And also we have Elvis Iverson podcast, also Seven Thunders Prophetic Podcast. Amen, hallelujah. Seven Thunders. You can find that more information at ElvisIverson.com. Amen. Well, enjoy this message. Thank you. Amen. This is Global Anarch Commissioned Apostle Trinity Church. We are a community of home churches with a sanctuary. We are an association of churches. Hallelujah. And our goal is to bring our brand of Christianity to many nations around the world and the body of Christ. Today, please visit our website at elvishausen.com. Amen. And come visit us on Sunday at 4 p.m. Hallelujah. In Omaha, Nebraska. Today we are talking about the organic flow of the home church. Hallelujah. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2 says, "The church of God which is in Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, and all who are in every place called on the name of Jesus Christ, both theirs and ours." See, hallelujah. When you become born again, you're called into the body of Christ. Your salvation is not just personal, it is cooperative, okay? You just not have a personal relationship with Christ, you have a cooperative relationship with Christ. You are not called to be a lone ranger, okay? You're brought into the body of Christ, and therefore, when you're brought into the body of Christ, you're put into companies. You're assigned to companies. You're assigned to companies, hallelujah, to partake, to cooperate, and to mature and grow in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So when you come into the Christ, you're called out. You're called out. The church is a called out group of people. The word church comes from the word ecclesia. But the thing is, you do not see the ecclesia in most churches in the body of Christ. And this is very sickening. You see some of it. You see some of it, but you don't see it all. Because we are not obeying God. Because we lack the revelation of the church. You know what is sad? And that I've been releasing this message. And I failed. I failed. And it's not that I failed to do my job. But the people failed to listen to me. And it's sad. It is sad that you're not worthy of it. Because it's a message from heaven. If you cannot hear the message from heaven, then you're hearing the message from earth. Are you acting like an eagle? Are you acting like an eagle? You need to live in the air. We're supposed to eat snakes, not dwell among them. We have allowed too many snakes in the church. See, you're part of the corporate body of Christ, no matter what. You're part of the universal church. You're baptized. When you're born again, you're baptized, spiritually baptized in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You have oneness and unity with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit through the finished work through the death, burial, resurrection of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Through the blood of Jesus Christ. And then that unity, not only that we are one and union with God and God with us, but also with one another in Christ. And that transcends into our marriage is what makes marriage so awesome. Because our marriage is a symbolic of what that is in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. And see, a lot of the churches, we have only, we looked at this verse, and we only see the vertical part, okay? No, the church is more horizontal than vertical, okay? But one thing is that the church in the book of Acts was an immature church, but they had the right principles, and God is restoring the principles of that, so we can progress on the day of maturity. Amen. And so there's the vertical, there's the horizontal, there is the cooperative. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And you know, the thing is, the horizontal, we need to function in all three. Amen. The vertical is where we discipleship and fellowship. Horizontal is where we release decrees and we release influence and effectfulness. Cooperative is more coming into alignment of prophetic fulfillment in the earth. Hallelujah. And see, one thing is we have not seen the organic flow, okay? Organic flow, okay? See, the thing is, just say two or three gather name out in the midst of that church, you know, someone wants to form a home church. No, if you're going to form a home church, you must be led. 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 Amen. There must be a leading by the Lord. Amen. And it can't be you. There has to be confirmed by at least three people. Amen. And then you begin to fellowship. Amen. And it begins to grow. It begins to grow. It begins to grow. Amen. Amen. And there has to be discipleship. There has to be equipping. Amen. And then we come into the priesthood of the believer. Hallelujah. The problem is that we've been stuck in the laity spirit, and we have not been set free from the laity. Okay? And we need the fivefold ministry, because that really releases the... brings us into the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. And see, the thing is we need elders. And the thing is you know, some churches say, oh, I'm a church. But there is no team of elders. There is no team of elders. And then, you know, and we need to come under the apostolic. We need to come under the apostolic. Amen. We need to come under the apostolic constitutes a church. Hey? So if you're home church outside of the apostolic influence, hallelujah, you are lacking and you're not in the will of God. So we need to see, what is the will of God for the church? Hey? The will of God for the church and the will of God of the home church is the same thing. Hallelujah. See, the thing is, the home church is what we see in the. It's not a glorified Bible study ministry, local church. It's not a cell group, okay? Hey, it's not a support group. It's the ministry to one another. Hallelujah. And then what is the new apostolic home church? The new apostolic church is a community of home churches, okay? Under, amen, the oversight of elders of the fivefold ministry, of apostles and prophets, amen. And it's with or without a center, okay? And the center is for ministry and missions. And the home church is for fellowship, hallelujah. The one another ministry. The beginning of the priesthood of the ministry. Well, but one thing is, you know, reason why it's so hard to come into the home church structure is because people are not coming as priests. You know, we need to come. We're living the day that God is bringing us in the fullness of restoration of the priesthood of the believer. Hallelujah. And you need to know the functions of the priest and begin to receive that. Then we can walk in the kingdom of the kingdom of is what changes society. Amen. The nuclear church is the priesthood. The extended church is the kingly. Hallelujah. Is the marketplace church. Amen. Hallelujah. And we need to know the function of the kingly anointing. We are both kings and priests. God wants to raise up a company of kings and priests. A lot of believers do not know how to walk in authority, in the believer's authority. And the reason why people do not come into home church, the reason why home, because they're trapped in laity. They don't want to be priests, okay? And they do not prioritize the priesthood, okay? It must become a social group, and it must become a spiritual, supernatural group. Hallelujah. There must be a cooperative devotion, a cooperative relationship with Christ. Hallelujah. It really encourages and influences your relationship in Christ. But see, one thing is that we have not seen is the organic flow of the home church. And that's when we flow in one another. That's when you flow in the priest of the believer. That's when each brother and sister walk in their functions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That they do their part. And there's an anointing, there's a flow, there's a freedom of the Holy Spirit, there's an access of spiritual authority. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, that's when we go from, you know, when somebody's led to Christ, you follow up, you disciple them, they're equipped, they're mentored, the Father's spiritual maturity, and the home church multiplies and multiplies and multiplies and multiplies. Amen. Within a city, you know, when you start a home church, you multiply, then you have a center, okay? And you multiply the needs for another center. And there may be a main center, and then there may be, amen, hallelujah, sub-centers, okay, or secondary centers, okay? Hallelujah, praise God, because it depends on how big the church goes. But you got an organic flow. That means you are flowing with the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is flowing with you. You are flowing in your functions. You're flowing in the priest of the believer. And therefore, the kingly anointing is released, and you begin to influence society around you. Amen? And there's a multiplication, amen, of believers. We bear fruit and much fruit. Amen? The fruit, the tree of the righteous. Amen? Look at this. The tree of the righteous. Hallelujah. Come on, Marty. Come on, Marty. Amen. It says in Proverbs 11 verse 30, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. There's life. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's multiplied. And he who wins souls is wise. Well, that's the Holy Ghost in us. Amen. Life, go, life flow of the Holy Ghost. And so, amen. I mean, it's just an enjoyment of life. Hallelujah. You are part of a group, and the group is a part of you. Amen. In Acts 2, verse 42 says, and they continue to stand fastly in the apostles' doctrine, in the fellowship, in the breaking bread, and in prayer. They started flowing in the organic flow. When the Holy Spirit comes upon your life, you begin to flow. And they continue daily in one accord in the temple. This is for the witness. This is for the witness. And breaking bread. Well, this is also taking communion and also having supper. Coming together, having dinner. And this is fellowship. And went to house to house. So this is the home churches are multiplying. And they ate their food with gladness and sympathy of heart. Their gladness. They already had a biblical fellowship there. Sympathy of heart. Amen. They will walk in the grace of God, praising God and having favor with all people. And praising God, the praises. And the Lord added daily to the church and those who are being saved. Hallelujah. And it started with 3,000 people. And then what happens is the fear came upon every soul. And many signs and wonders were done by through the apostles. And now they all believe we're together in all things in common. What? It's the fruit of the organic flow. It starts with the Holy Ghost. You flow with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit flows with you. They continue to stand fast in apostolic. That means they prioritize the apostolic ministry, and then they had fellowship. This is not just coming together, hear a sermon, or hear a Bible study, or be ministered by the fivefold ministry, but also to come together and fellowship with one another. Amen. And in breaking bread. And in prayers. These prayers were two-way focuses. God will talk to them. They will have visions. Individually and culpably. Hallelujah. And there came here. And it continued on. To Acts chapter 4. Verse 33. With great power. Apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace is upon them. Amen. And continued on. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 32 says, and now they multiplied. Now the multitude of those who believe were one heart and one soul. What? Well, the organic flow. And it comes to moral closeness. Nor did any one of them any of the things. Amen. Neither did anyone say that any of these things he possessed was his own, for they all things were common. They were not selfish. Verse 11, chapter 5, verse 10. So great fear came upon the whole church, upon all those that heard the Lord. Verse 14. And the believers were increased at of the Lord, multiplied, both men and women. Amen. Verse 12 says, and through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people, and they were all in one accord in the temple. I believe also at that time that the believers were following the gift of the Spirit, that most of the believers or all the believers were following the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. Amen. And in verse 13, so that they brought the sick out into the streets and laid them on the bread and couches, and at least the shadow of Peter passing them might fall on some of them. Hallelujah. In verse 16, also a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities of Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all healed. Well, the organic flow. Hallelujah. Organic flow. And we continue on going. And you know, all of a sudden Philip came forth and Stephen came forth. And some other people, chosen men, came forth. They were deacons, hallelujah. And out of this came the ministry of evangelists. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the apostles had to serve. So you see the five owners begins to develop in the organic flow. And every believer begins to walk in their gifts and calls. But we get down to this, which is we're in the organic flow. In Acts chapter 8, verse 1, now Saul was consistently to his death at the time of the great persecution arose against the church, which was at. Now Saul was considering to his death. Talk about Stephen. At the time the great persecution arose against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered through all regions of Judah, Samaria, and except the apostles. What? They were scattered. This is the organic flow of scattered. They become seeds in the earth. Hallelujah. Even those, as the church, as the home church, multiply. Amen. They begin to go from city to other cities and reach out to other cities. And they begin to go around the world as seeds. Amen. They went out by twos and threes or companies. Amen. Hallelujah. And they moved and they took their business with them. Hallelujah. And they moved their business. Hallelujah. And the home church multiplied. And home church came forth. So it went from a city to a region. Amen. To a province. Amen. To the next nation, to the next nation, to the next nation. Hallelujah. Amen. And we see, we keep on going down. We keep on going down, my friend. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 11, verse 19, it says, now those who were scattered after the persecution rose over Stephen, traveled as far as. We name these three talks. This is verse 19, chapter 14, verse 19. Preaching the word to no one but Jews only. Okay. And then and finally they started going to other people. And some of them were men from this and that. Amen. And the hand of the Lord was on them and a great number believed. Amen. Hallelujah. And when the news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, they sent Barnabas as far as Antioch. Amen. See, the thing is, when you see in Acts chapter 8, amen, Philip goes out forth, and a whole company is raised up. Amen. A whole bunch of home churches are raised up. Hallelujah. And now in Antioch, a whole bunch of churches raised up. Well, they send apostles to constitute the church, to establish apostolic foundation. And they send prophets too to speak to the church, apostolic prophetic foundation. Hallelujah. They begin to connect. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants to raise up mother churches. Hallelujah. That there are rivers of organic flow. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's what God wants to do. Amen. To birth churches. Amen. Hallelujah. Organic flow. Amen. Hallelujah. And you can go on reading, but that's what God wants us to get in the organic flow, and we have not seen that yet. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's why that mother church, which is a community of home churches, with or without center, at the time Paul had set up for centers, and it keeps on multiplying. And see, people are equipped. They were led to Christ, followed, equipped, fathered, and mentored. And they went out. Amen. Not the five of Mary, but they went out. And they planted home churches here, planted home churches there, planted churches. And then it came under the apostolic influence, the authority of the mother church. Hallelujah. Amen. It became an extension of it. Hallelujah. And then they multiplied to Paul. And they went here, there, there, here, there. And that's what God wants to establish, a chain reaction of the organic flow of the home church. Amen. Now let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for an outpouring of the organic flow of the home church. Release the vision, release the revelation of the home church. Release the vision, release the revelation of the home church. In the name of Jesus Christ. 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 And I pray for breakthroughs in the revelation of the home. I say breakthrough in the home church ministry. Raise up an outpouring of home church of God. And the new apostolic home church. An outpouring of new apostolic wineskins. And raise up apostles and prophets. Raise up warriors. Raise up the body of Christ. And ask me grace, grace, grace. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.